today's podcast with PepsiCo's Denise Lefebvre, Vice President, Global Beverage Packaging, discusses package standardization, package downsizing, and package design flexibility.
You mentioned about the whole system. How does standardization fit in there, and how is that handled globally? How can it be handled globally?
So there's a couple pieces. On standardization, obviously we are a global business, but also have regional reporting units and structures. So we share a lot of best practices. We align globally on technologies that are going to make a difference for our business and that we all want to invest in and be able to drive around the globe. We select which markets are going to be able to test that and then share out the learnings. So that's really how we get the alignment process around it. It's a very connected community that when something pops on the radar, say, for example, in China, that is unique and that we haven't thought of in that way, it gets translated really quickly to everyone else around the world about, hey, this is a good idea. How would we take that and how would we make that a standard across PepsiCo?
So it's both a challenge to your infrastructure to have that kind of communication, but it's also a major competitive advantage.
Yes, absolutely. And the tighter the community has gotten, the better the advantage.
One of the general trends we've seen in packaging these last several years, especially as the economy's factored in, is that companies are downsizing the size of their primary containers or packages, and that's done not so much for sustainability, although that might be a spillover effect, but it's also done to keep costs in line so they don't have to raise prices. What are you seeing going on at PepsiCo in terms of smaller, more convenient sizes?
I can speak a little bit. A lot of times when you downsize, it doesn't necessarily save money because your package surface to volume ratio, your package material doesn't necessarily, it's not proportioned to the size change, right? So you may actually be paying a lot more for your packaging for the amount that you're selling. So that's a common thought by people, and it's not actually the case most of the time. But what we are seeing is a lot more premium on price pack architecture and a lot more flexibility required in our operations to deliver that. So consumers, there's certainly hot price points in every market that we try to hit to, depending upon the consumer and the brand. And what we're seeing is that we need a lot more flexibility in our design in terms of volume of sizes and or creative ways and in our manufacturing equipment as well to be able to deliver that and change that so that we can meet the consumer need state. So there are still plenty of people who want a 1.5 liter, 2 liter Pepsi, and that's actually a very big value package, but there's just as many who want a 20 ounce when I go into C&G. And then there's some that kind of want a half liter because that's a different price point for them and they don't need as much product. I think our offerings have gotten much broader in terms of volume, and I think it's created more complexity from a SKU proliferation, design, and manufacturing perspective. And I could say from the design side, to get a family look across so many sizes is actually pretty challenging.